Hey, listeners, a bipolar, a schizophrenic, and a podcast is now the Not Crazy Podcast. Same feed, different name. Hosted by Gabe Howard and Jackie Zimmerman. Search for Not Crazy or visit us at psychcentral.com/notcrazy. In the meantime, enjoy this legacy episode of BSP, and we hope you'll check out the new Not Crazy Podcast.
For reasons that utterly escape everyone involved, you're listening to a bipolar, a schizophrenic, and a podcast. Here are your hosts, Gabe Howard and Michelle Hammer.
You're listening to a bipolar, a schizophrenic, and a podcast. My name is Gabe Howard. I'm bipolar.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm schizophrenic.
A lot of people have said to us, oh, you guys are too polished. You sound too good. You don't have the symptoms of mental illness. So what I did was kicked Michelle out of bed earlier than normal. So she's a bit sleep deprived. She has not taken her psychiatric medications yet. So this is sort of like Michelle in the wild. And maybe she'll be awesome. Hey. Maybe this is the way we'll record all episodes from here on out. Or maybe she'll be like... I don't know. Michelle, your thoughts?
What? I don't even know what my thoughts are right now. Where's your dog? How come your dog didn't wake me up?
The dog was downstairs eating.
Good.
How do you feel right now?
I feel fine. I am so ready to podcast. Let's have some coffee.
You have coffee. I'm not heartless. I wouldn't give her pills, but I did give her coffee. I mean, just not giving her coffee would be like one step too far.
I'm good. Let's go. Let's talk.
Okay. So I have a list of questions just to sort of establish a baseline.
Okay.
And there's no right or wrong answers. They're opinion questions. I just want you to speak on them from this vantage point of having just gotten up, having not taken your medication, and have only had like two sips of your coffee. Are you ready?
Yes.
Michelle, what is your favorite television show?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And why is Buffy the Vampire Slayer your favorite television show?
Because she kicks ass.
Now, I am not a Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan. So I want you, in your own words, to convince me to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay. Imagine you're in high school. Because you're in high school and you don't even know how to fight people and you don't know how to get through high school, but you're like the slayer and you have to save the world. So you have a whole other identity of saving the world and you're saving the world as the slayer. And you have friends and you have a vampire boyfriend and you're like a badass bitch. I'm Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I'm killing vampires, and I'm shooting rocket launchers, and people got flamethrowers, and I'm saving the world from this, and I'm saving the world from that, I'm saving the world from this, and all through the whole thing, I look great. And even before she died, she did her hair.
I maybe should have picked a different question because I honestly can't tell if that nonsense is from the show, like if you answered appropriately, or if this is like the ramblings of an unmedicated schizophrenic. So maybe let's like shift gears and shift into something more reasonable.
More reasonable.
Yes. Like, Michelle, what is your relationship with your father?
Oh, it's good. We sometimes have lunch together. I go to Long Island City and we go to Brooks and we get lunch and I always get the Caesar salad with an iced coffee and he gets whatever and we always have the same waitress. I went there for his birthday and I was with my friend and we had pig onesies on and it was funny and that was for his birthday on Halloween.
Okay, so I'm glad that you added the Halloween part because just wandering around in pig onesies is odd.
Yeah, I forgot that part at first. Yeah, his birthday is on Halloween. And he said that Blanche used to tell him when she was little, she said that Blanche would say, "Now, Jeffrey, if you go around and knock on everybody's door, they're going to give you candy because it's your birthday."
Now, Blanche probably loved Halloween because free candy.
Yes, I'm sure she did, but she also had a giveaway candy.
What was Blanche's giveaway candy?
That I do not know.
I guarantee it was whatever the most inexpensive candy at the store was. It was probably like butterscotches.
Who knows?
I can see Blanche giving out butterscotches. I can see Blanche liking butterscotches.
I don't know. She had gold in her teeth. So, you know, she was at the dentist.
I didn't say that Blanche didn't get medical care. I said that Blanche was cheap. There's a difference.
I don't know, but she had, you know, when back in the day in the dentist, they filled your teeth with some gold.
Michelle, how old were you when you first were diagnosed with schizophrenia?
22.
And how old are you now?
30.
If you ever need proof that Michelle is not on her medication, it's that she just listed her real age. Michelle, of all your family members, who's your favorite?
I love my family equally.
That's just a straight up lie. That one's the lie.
I don't know. I'm not picking. You can't pick. It's like choosing between children.
I can see you doing that, though. I can see Michelle Hammer as a mother being like, I like you. I kind of like you. Fuck off.
You know how in Half-Baked the guy quits and Half-Baked he's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're okay. Fuck you. You know, in that movie?
Okay, Michelle, I have some other baseline questions. All right, are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, now breathe, breathe, breathe. What is 2 plus 2?
4.
What is 100 minus 50?
50.
What is 100 minus 50 plus 2 plus 2?
54.
Hey, I have no idea if that's right or not, but it sounds good. It sounds good. Spell your name.
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Spell it backwards.
E-L-L-E-H-C-I-M.
I gotta tell you, I don't think unmedicated Michelle is doing that bad.
Yeah, I'm a smart lady.
I mean, you haven't fallen off the chair yet.
I know. I have balance.
Do you? Because you are rocking back and forth an awful lot.
No, I'm not. Am I?
Yeah, you hit the microphone like 3 times. So in the mornings, how long does it usually take you to get going?
A while, because I hit snooze on my alarm like 5 times.
From the time you get out of bed, how long does it take you to get going?
Like half an hour.
Do you take a shower every morning?
No.
Do you take a shower at night?
Not every night.
Do you take a shower once a day?
Yes.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
You seem to have enough, like, faculties to lie. Like, you look like you're waking up.
Yeah.
What could you not accomplish right now? Because in a second, we're gonna pause the recorder. You're going to take your pills. We're going to wait an hour, and then we're going to talk to you. We're going to see what happens from there. So what are some final unmedicated words? Because you're not doing so bad. And I think one of the reasons is, sincerely, because you took your meds yesterday. I mean, it takes more than one day for them to come out of your system.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I don't want
yeah.
people to like listen to the show and be like, oh my God, she was just fine. She could spell her name backwards without the meds. Schizophrenia meds are bullshit. That's not the lesson. But clearly you are not as polished and awake. And I wish we had a camera on this because you have a lot of like physical tics that you're probably unaware of.
I must be unaware because I didn't know I had any physical tics.
I mean, you're kind of, I wouldn't say that you're spastics, that's not the right word, but you are moving a lot more. You're laughing a lot more. You haven't put down your little vapey pen the entire time. So I'm pretty sure that you have whatever disease vape pens give you. That was not that funny. You should not be laughing this hard.
You're funny.
What do you think of your co-host?
You're a lovely, lovely man. You ginger. You have a fire crotch.
Oh, man. Say something nice about me.
I don't know what you're looking for here. I think you're looking for an answer.
That's why I asked a question, dumbass. All right, everybody, we are going to pause this. We're going to have Michelle take her pills. We're going to wait about an hour. And while we're doing that, you can hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back after these messages and medicating Michelle.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.com. Secure, convenient, and affordable online counseling. All counselors are licensed, accredited professionals. Anything you share is confidential. Schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist whenever you feel it's needed. A month of online therapy often costs less than a single traditional face-to-face session. Go to BetterHelp.com/PsychCentral and experience 7 days of free therapy to see if online counseling is right for you. BetterHelp.com/PsychCentral.
We are back talking to a newly awake, alert, and professional Michelle Hammer.
That's
Michelle,
right.
How do you feel?
I feel way more alert right now. And I know we just had a very long conversation and I listened back to it and I don't remember you asking me any of those questions, but I heard that you did. And I did not answer those questions in the right way, I don't think.
So the first question I'm going to ask you to just sort of get a baseline. Can you, now that you are awake, alert, and have full control of your faculties, explain Buffy the Vampire Slayer in a way that doesn't make it sound terrible?
Okay, but Buffy the Vampire Slayer is about a high school drama, and it's bringing about the horrors in high school, but with zombies and vampires and everything like that all coming alive, and you actually have to fight the demons. It's not about fighting the demons that are actually in high school, but physically fighting the demons that are in high school.
So you're saying it's like an analogy or an allegory? Or
yeah.
And it's designed for children.
Not children, for teens.
Okay, but you're 30.
Yeah, but I started watching it when I was much younger.
Much younger.
It started in 1997, Gabe.
Wow, I was out of high school then.
What were you doing
in 1997?
I think I was 8 years old. 8 or 9.
8 or 9, wow. Your parents were letting you watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer at 8 years old?
My dad was watching it with me.
Wow, now that's a good dad. Now, you said some really complimentary things about your father.
He's a good guy.
I mean, I asked you about him and you were basically like, hey, he buys me food. Do you want to maybe add to that? I mean, because when I asked you about your dad before the medication, your entire answer really revolved around it. I know we're going to edit this down, but you talked for like 25 minutes about how he took you to a restaurant and bought you a Caesar salad.
Every year I meet my father on his birthday, which is Halloween, and I show up in a Halloween costume, and it's just really funny. This year I was a pig, last year I was a wizard, and we walk into the restaurant, and he just goes, oh, God, what are you doing?
So your dad does this thing where he's like, oh, I hate it, but he really loves it.
Yes.
I did think that it was funny that I couldn't get you off of it. I mean, you just desperately wanted to tell me. You didn't mention anything about his birthday beforehand. It took you a while to mention that it was Halloween, and you really just wanted to focus on the fact that you got food. I mean, that was really the crux of like every nice thing you had to say about your father was you were dressed like a pig with a friend. Oh yeah, by the way, it was Halloween. Obviously, the audience just heard it. But there's other things about your dad. Now that you're alert, say some nice things about your pop.
He's good. He's a smart guy. He does my taxes.
That's it? The man who raised you is good, a smart guy, and he does your taxes.
He's fun. We watch Star Trek together sometimes. He likes Star Trek. We've watched the Ten Commandments together. Watch some TV. Tells me stories.
About what?
Back in the day. Back in the day, you see, my father didn't have a lot of money. So on his way home from school, he would stop by the hot dog station and borrow the salt and put the salt on his hand and lick the salt all the way home.
How old was your dad when this was going on?
Little.
Okay, good. I was afraid you were going to say like 40.
No, little.
He was like 40. He had kids at home. Salt was his only joy. I can see that because one of those kids would be you.
Did I ever tell you when my parents got married, my dad weighed 125 pounds.
How much does he weigh now?
Way more than that.
Wow. So now that you're alert and awake, you've just decided to call your dad fat on a podcast.
I'm not calling him fat. I'm just saying he was like a really skinny, skinny dude. He was skinnier than me.
That's impossible. Skinnier than you is like a broom.
No, I've tried on some of his shirts from back in the day when I was little, and that's when they fit me.
Wait, they fit you when you were little?
Yeah, he was really skinny. He was a tiny dude. He's 5'6".
So now they don't fit you anymore?
No, because I'm not that skinny anymore.
You weigh 120.
Nuh-uh, I weigh more than that, buddy.
Weigh more, what, 130?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a scale. We can solve this problem right now.
I don't want to go on a scale. We don't need to go on a scale right now, Gabe. That's very triggering, you see. Girls don't like scales. Scales are the devil. Are you going to take 2 pounds off for clothing?
You basically just said, listen, we do not need to bring science into this conversation.
We don't need no science. No science in here. We don't need science. What is science?
So, Michelle, what do you want people to take away from this?
I think what I want people to take away is just, you know, in the morning, things move slower. I have to take my pills to really get ready. So if I'm not answering emails in the morning, it's because I'm not ready to answer your email. I'm not ready to get everything done. Things take time. That was always a big struggle with work because I was always running late because I do sleep late. So I would take my medicine, go to the subway, get on the train, get to work, and it still wasn't kicked in yet. So I would kind of really be out of it in the morning, not really what's going on, not really knowing what's going on. But eventually it would kick in, but the morning was always like, I don't know what's happening right now, but I'm sitting behind a desk, I'm getting emails, let me try to focus on what's happening, and then maybe I can work. But it would take like a while before I like was in work, and I actually knew what was happening.
So a coping skill of yours is to get up, take your pills, let some time pass, and then start your day.
That's the plan. But sometimes the plan gets faltered by me not waking up on time. But I always try to take the pills, then leave, and then hopefully wherever I'm going, they start kicking in. That's the ideal plan. Doesn't always happen that way, but that's the ideal plan.
I like what you said there, because you said, I have a plan. I don't always meet it, but I always have the plan, and I'm getting better every day. I mean, I said it like much more succinctly, but that's essentially what you're saying.
Yeah. The idea is to make forward progress, but not perfection. And also, I should add that if I did not take my nighttime pill last night, I would have gone on so many tangents of so much nonsense, and this podcast would have just been out of this world. So that's also a factor of why I was more tame before, because if I did not take that nighttime pill, I cannot even imagine what I would have said. And I kind of almost don't really, before I listened to what we spoke about, I had no idea of what we just spoke about.
I think you've given us an idea for a future podcast, Michelle. Go off your meds for a week.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No, that is a terrible idea. Please don't do this. Obviously, thank you for delaying your pills by a half an hour for the sake of art and podcasting. I hope that the listeners were able to take some semblance of knowledge away from it, or at least get a glimpse into your life. Please do not be so cavalier with your medications at home. You probably don't have a Gabe following you around. So thank you, Michelle. But remember, don't mess with your meds.
Don't mess with your meds. Don't just make up your own dosages. Don't try to go lower. Don't try to go higher. You know, just talk to your doctor, figure out what works, and don't think you know more than your doctor. That's never a good idea.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to A Bipolar, A Schizophrenic, and a Podcast. If you did not get a Define Normal shirt for Christmas, it is not too late. We're still selling them over on store.psychcentral.com. Go over there, grab one, help support the show. As always, please comment everywhere. If you go to psychcentral.com/BSP, you will see the comment section. Leave one there. Share the podcast. Tell everybody you know. Help us become the biggest podcast in the world. We're coming for you, Joe Rogan. We will see everybody next week.
Coffee!
You've been listening to A Bipolar, A Schizophrenic, and A Podcast. If you love this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Head over to iTunes or your preferred podcast app to subscribe, rate, and review. To work with Gabe, go to GabeHoward.com. To work with Michelle, go to Schizophrenic.nyc. For free mental health resources and online support groups, head over to PsychCentral.com. The show's official website is PsychCentral.com/BSP. You can email us at show@PsychCentral.com. Thank you for listening, and share widely.